Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at Mercury retrograde. It is intended to be an audio that will be useful for any Mercury retrograde that you might encounter. And Mercury does go retrograde at least 3 times a year. So this is something that can be helpful to understand. In shamanic astrology, we look at the Mercury retrograde as an opportunity, and it's a time when the transformational messenger, Mercury, that symbolizes the alchemical magic of the mind, how we process information, how we perceive reality, how we communicate who we are, how we creatively communicate and express the essence of who we are, and that can be through verbal communication, it can be through art, music, writing, and body language, and all the different ways that we communicate through our creative expression. So the process of the Mercury retrograde, what's actually happening is that the planet appears to be going back over the same stars it just crossed. So if we can see Mercury, and sometimes Mercury isn't always as visible as some of the other visible planets, but it's always in the evening sky when it goes retrograde. It's already crossed over certain stars, and if it's visible, what we notice when it goes retrograde is it actually stops and hangs out with a certain star for or a certain area of the sky for a period of time, usually a couple of weeks. And then it starts to move backward and retrace the steps that it just of the path across the sky. It's retracing its steps across that path, or retrograding, meaning it's retracing basically those steps. And it gives us an opportunity to review what that part of the sky, that information from that part of the sky, to go more deeply into those mysteries wherever it is going retrograde. An opportunity to reflect on those particular mysteries. So whatever sign Mercury is in, and I will do an audio that talks about the different signs of Mercury and the elements and what might be the way to attune into that. So reflecting on that, being able to redefine our experience through that process of reflection, and perhaps have something revealed to us, have a revelation of some sort. As we regard the mysteries of the sign that Mercury is in, also perhaps any significant planets, there may be planets too that Mercury is connected to in its retrograde process, but I'm referring more to the star patterns, to the any particular stars of note. For example, Regulus. There was a recent Mercury retrograde around Regulus, and or maybe Spica, or some of the other more prominent stars that really give us additional information about that particular Mercury retrograde. And so as we are tuning in and having this chance to review and reflect and perhaps have a redefinition of what that those energies are about, we can find ourselves being re-energized, recharged. It's also a time where it's about maybe completing some things that were in motion. It's not really a great time for starting things. One of the things is that Mercury is the trickster. It's the trickster energy because it's intended to keep us from not getting too set in certain ways of looking at things. And so it works from a perspective of the coyote, the trickster, that gets us to maybe even laugh at ourselves or to see the humor in things. And sometimes the humor isn't always that funny, especially if our computers are crashing and technology is not working. So, of course, this is anytime Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde, is highly recommended to back up your computer if you haven't done that recently, and to take time to, just make sure that you're saving things and if you have things that go pop in your technology, to just be patient with that and to realize that perhaps it's about being more in an inner process of deep reflection rather than trying to make things happen out in the world of form. So often we say that we live in a left brain consensus reality, and during a Mercury retrograde, things do not operate as logically and rationally as we would like them to, and that can be frustrating. So if we take this time to tune in and use it for more creative expression, to take the time to do the review, the reflection, the tuning into what the process might reveal for us, then we are in the flow and harmony and can find that Mercury retrograde is a great time to be creative, to have new insights, to finish and complete projects that have already been started, to really tune into the magic of what is being revealed, the invisible becoming visible as Mercury slows down, usually goes very fast, but it slows down and hits that still point where oftentimes we can then have insights that wouldn't or otherwise be ordinarily available to us. So there is a magic and a mystery to the Mercury retrograde. Mercury starts out retrograde in the evening sky, then disappears and conjuncts the sun, and then reappears in the morning sky before it goes direct. So it's making this huge transition, shape-shifting from one energy, one way of expressing itself to a whole new way of expressing. And this is something we teach about in the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School in the Synodic Cycles. We go in depth into all the different meanings of the evening star, the morning star, Mercury, and when Mercury is with the sun, both in the retrograde underworld and also in the underworld, in a longer underworld when it's not retrograde. So hopefully this is helpful, useful information to you, help you navigate the next Mercury retrograde.